My name is Maya. I'm 15 years old. Today is June 11th, 2019, and I'm speaking with Patricia Beltran, who is my grandmother. We are recording this interview in Oxnard, California. What year did you meet Grandpa Bob?
I met Bob in 1966.
Okay. How old were you when you met him?
I was 16 years old.
And how old was he?
He was 17 years old.
What did you do when he got drafted?
It was a very sad day. I didn't want him to go, but it was a volunteer. It was either a voluntary draft or the lotto draft. And his number was close to the top, so he decided to go ahead and volunteer draft and not wait till his number was called. And I thought that was terrible.
And so that made you feel, like, sad?
It made me feel sad, and I didn't want him to leave.
So how long was he gone?
He was gone for exactly 1 year, from January 1968 to January 1969.
When did you two get engaged?
We got engaged in... can you pause? Story of where and how we came home. Okay, we got engaged, and he had already been in Vietnam for 6 months, and he had an R&R that he wanted me to meet him in Hawaii. And of course, at that time, I was still in high school and was not allowed to meet my boyfriend anywhere. So he came all the way home to Oxnard, California. And he asked me to marry him, and I said yes. And then he went back to Vietnam till January of 1970.
How was Grandpa noticeably different when he got back?
It was a very sad day for me because when he came home, I ran up to him, and I hugged him. I kissed him on his lips, and he was cold. Blank, and he was not the person that I had said goodbye to a year before.
Was it hard for you to like understand how he felt?
It was very hard for me to understand. We were supposed to get married in January, a week after he returned, and he was so in like a cultural shock from coming from being shot at and bombs and everything he went through. To come back to a peaceful environment where everybody was mad at him because he was a Vietnam vet. So it was very difficult for me to understand, but I finally did. When he called off our wedding, we talked to a priest, Father Condon at St. Anthony's Church in Oxnard, and he talked to us and said that if our love was strong, real, that we would still get married in the future. And Robert told me he did not want to break our engagement, that he wanted to still marry me, but at a different date. And when I told my parents and family, they all said, oh no, he's terrible. Give him back his engagement ring. But I didn't give it back, but I did take it off and I did stop talking to him for a couple of months until he tried to make contact with me, and we finally did, and we got back together.
So, like, how did your parents react to all of that? Like,
they wanted me to break up with him, that they thought it was a horrible thing for him to do, to call off the wedding, and I was still in love with him, and when he would call our house to talk to me, because in those days we just had one phone in the house, they would tell him I wasn't home, and I thought he wasn't trying to contact me all this time.
So what did you two start doing?
So then we started sneaking around, and I would take my sister's car and leave it parked at the corner market, and then we'd go off on a date. But my sister got wind of it because she saw her car parked there on several Friday nights, and she told me, she followed me there and saw what I was doing, and she said no, that I needed to stop sneaking around, that if I needed to date him and be with him that I needed to, he needed to go apologize to my parents. And I thought he would say, oh no, but he said, definitely, let's go. So we went over and he told my parents that he was sorry that he had hurt us and that he was still in love with me and that he wanted to marry me. And that's what happened there.
And they let you.
And they said yes, that we could continue our relationship from there.
So you guys got married after all.
So then we got married in July 25th of 1970, and we're coming up on 50 years of marriage next year.
So how did Grandpa like change over time through all of this?
Well, it was slow. At first, he was very, I don't know what the word would be, like he had PTSD. He had agoraphobia and fear of a lot of things, which was a total different person from who had left the previous year. He was always someone on point. He was always someone in control and charge and a very intelligent person. And I always looked up to him as a leader. But when he came back, he was more standoffish, didn't want to participate in everything that I wanted to. So that did cause some problems, but over the years he got better, and I realized, you know, it was something that I'd have to deal with because of what he went through, and that's how we made it.
For the people who are in like a similar situation as you, what is your advice for them?
My advice would be to let the man have time to reacclimate himself with the environment that he had to leave and what he had to go through, to just be patient, and time does heal wounds. And if you have love, it will not die.
Okay, thank you.